leads it. She's a music therapist with Find Your Voice Music Therapy, and she's on the line. Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning, Portia.
Well, tell us a bit more about the Transformative Voices course, how it works, what it involves.
Yeah, so our course is really based on having one-to-one sessions with each individual, in which we work on music therapy skills and voice skills together to help build confidence in a client's voice, but also to help them discover what their authentic voice is. As we look at what would be feminization and masculinization for them. Maybe that might mean that they want to go really deep with their voice, or maybe it's that they want it to be higher or lighter. And what are those vocal qualities that they want to achieve in their voice? Some people want their voice to sound confident, but aren't able to achieve that right away. And some people want to have more of a darker tone to it.
And I can imagine sounding higher or sounding lower, you can do that for a short space of time, but speaking naturally and feeling natural when you're speaking is one of the challenges.
Definitely. Our nerves play a big part in how our voice comes out and how it's perceived around us. So if we're feeling really nervous, our voice doesn't always do what we want it to. As we can imagine, for anyone who might have stage fright or performance anxiety, when you go up to speak in front of a crowd, that can be really quite frightening. And you recognize that your voice maybe isn't doing what you usually would have it do.
Right. You don't always have control over what your voice does. I know this well. How big a role does a person's voice play in their identity, especially as they transition, Alexa?
It plays a really big role, both with their self-identity, but also with the identity that they put out into the world and how society receives that. So what we put out into the world, we want society to accept and to recognize. A lot of folks that come into these sessions have described that, you know, they get, you know, second looks when they start speaking because their voice doesn't match up with how their exterior is starting to look.
And so what's the difference that this kind of therapy or support can make in someone's life, or that feeling of, you know, of matching?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things I've notice myself just as a therapist is the increase in confidence in using their voice in the way they want to use it. You know, there's only so much we can do biologically to support our voice and naturally. I have heard some clients that they get really low voices out of the training we do, and other clients that they do increase their higher range in a way that it makes them more comfortable and feel more feminine in the way they're expressing things. It's definitely very rewarding to see how that helps them to increase their confidence in everything they've done to create the most authentic self.
Because otherwise, might they be, in some cases, reluctant to speak as much?
Definitely. Definitely reluctant to speak as much, reluctant to really engage with others in different settings, especially if they're unsure about the setting they're going into and whether or not it's going to be a safe environment for them to express their authentic self as well.
So what are some of the exercises or other training methods, visual devices people might use when they're learning to make their voices higher or lower?
Well, I always recommend using music. Just as a music therapist, is probably one of the top things I use, especially since it's the best way to help increase flow and stamina, especially in lung capacity with supporting the voice.
Yeah.
And it's a great way and fun way to practice engaging the voice in different areas that doesn't make it feel like it's a chore. For example, I definitely do have a few techniques that I use specifically with clients. Since I already have a naturally feminine voice, probably easier to demonstrate any kind of masculine exercises.
Are you able to demonstrate something for us?
Yeah, I could definitely do that. Please excuse my morning voice as I go into this exercise. So one of them is called the Om Ah, and what that does is it helps create a nice space to have resonance as we get into the lower range to see how far down we can go. So I'll go ahead and do that now.
Okay.
Om Ah, Om Ah, Om Ah, Om Ah, Om Ah, Om Ah. And as you get into those lower ranges, you start to engage in speaking in that range. Mm. Usually we try to go for the middle spot in that range, so you have the flexibility to fluctuate in the range a little bit when speaking, since most natural voices, especially when animated about a topic, will fluctuate in the range.
Sure. And have you watched or listened to someone maybe hit those lower notes and start to hear the voice that they would like to have or the range that they would like to achieve?
Definitely I have. Even in the most recent cohort that finished up, we had one client that they really gave me a shock one day. They went pretty low, and they were so excited about it. Hmm. And it was a really large opportunity for us to kind of explore what that meant for them, for being able to speak in that range too.
Yeah, it must be a feel sometimes emotional, Alexa.
Oh, certainly. It definitely does get emotional, and that's a big part of why my background in counseling helps to support that process.
Yeah, I'm curious, how did you get involved with this? What's been your path to this work?
Well, I originally started off in a music degree for vocal performance, and then went on to do my music therapy degree as well as internship. And when I came in to join for the support in the community, especially since their partner was one individual who, as a musician, had been struggling with finding how their voice was to work in another vocal range to suit how they were identifying authentically.
Right.
And so they started off this program and had applied for the grant. And so when they left the company to pursue some other educational opportunities and such, they handed off the program to myself, just due to my background with voice. We thought it would be best suited that I take over with some of the vocal training especially. And so it really tied in well, especially as I'm currently finishing my master's in counseling psychology. It just tied really in well together, those aspects of music therapy and psychotherapy, and supporting clients as they work through those mm-hmm. discoveries of the self.
Mm. And I think I mentioned, but if I didn't, you're entering a second semester now. So does that mean registration's still open, or can people sign up
yes.
still?
Yeah, so we definitely still have registration open. We have a few more time slots available in my schedule. And all these sessions are fully funded by the grant. So come one, come all.
And by that, do you mean people who are from the 2SLGBTQ+ communities or Two-Spirit communities? Or, I mean, is that specifically the work you do, or is it open to others too?
This is specifically for during that journey.
All right. Thanks very much for telling us about the work you do and how you do it. I really appreciate this, Alexa.
Thank you so much, Portia.
That's Alexa Monroe Choquette. We reached her in Kingston, Ontario this morning, runs the program here. It's called Transformative Voices.